Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome to all those that is your first time being with us, and the guys who have been with me all week, and this is your last time you have to listen to me. Pray that my voice makes it through the whole mass. I keep thinking, that ain't gonna work. Anyway, today we hear in the readings, the first reading begins, "Vanity of vanities," says Qoheleth, "and all is vanity." And then all the readings support that. Everything is vanity, except for what matters to God. Greed is vanity, lust is vanity, living for self is vanity, making sure your hair is pretty is vanity. It's all vanity when we do things for ourselves. And that's why this man, when Jesus is talking to them about, you know, this man who has all this bounty, and he says, "Oh, I don't have enough room, I'll build some more." And God looked at him and said, "You fool, today you're gonna die. And what's gonna happen to all your stuff?" He says, and Jesus says, this is what happens to those who store up treasure for themselves and are not rich for God. And so later on in Matthew, Jesus says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be. And so as we are on this hill, years ago when I was here, I was reading the stories, and there was many saints on this hill. And once a guy was giving a retreat, and two saints come from his group that he was talking to, and three bishops. And he was talking up here, and we used to do stuff up the hill. I don't know why we don't anymore. But anyway, we're up there. And when you're up there, all these people came because they were converted. And what has to happen to us is, as we heard in the second reading, we got to put to death our old self and put on the new. So those of you who just gave your life to Jesus down at the place, it's a new beginning now for you. Now again, the devil is always going to try to keep you focused on yourself and your past. Jesus says, you look at me and you look at the future. The best way to example for that is St. Peter. When St. Peter was walking on water, he was doing pretty good, right? For a minute. And then as soon as he looked at himself and says, I can't walk on water, or he looked around and thought, there's a storm going on, there's a storm around me, he fell. The only way he got lifted back up is by doing what? Jesus, help me. And he looked at Jesus. Gentlemen who've been here with me all weekend, you are a new person now. The devil, as soon as you get out of here, is gonna start throwing things at you, I promise you. Some of the worst temptations you ever had in your life are coming. You tell the devil to go to hell. That's what you do. You know, a little nun told me that once. I was going to a Carmelite nun, and I was telling her I was not even ordained yet, and she sat there, and I'm telling her what's going on in my life, and she says, oh, Larry, you know what your problem is? And I says, no, Joan, what's the matter? And she says, it's the devil, he's bothering you. I go, no, sister, what am I supposed to do? Tell him to go to hell. Okay, mother. That's what I'll do. So, again, the devil will keep you focused. So whenever you focus on yourself and your weakness or how good you are, how bad you are, it's all a waste of time. Whenever you look at the past, it's always from the devil. He's going to keep you focused on yourself and your past. Let it go. Look at Jesus and look at the future. I don't care if you've fallen 1,000 times. I don't care if you've tried again and again and again. You keep doing the same things. That life is over. It's a new beginning. And what this new beginning begins on the feast of St. John Vianney, the cure of ours. And St. John Vianney, the cure of ours, is the patron of parish priests, but he's also the one I speak on. And when I've been throwing a lot of stuff at you, everybody, this weekend, and sometimes my style is like having a machine gun go boom, I'll hit a couple of you and something will stick. And you might sit there and think, Father, I'm overwhelmed. I already didn't like you. I don't like you more. Now what am I supposed to do for these next rest of my life? What am I supposed to take out of all this stuff you threw at me? It comes from St. John Vianney, whose feast day is today. He says, this is the glorious duty of man, that you pray and that you love. So everybody here, to be a saint, which is what God wants you to be, you got to keep it very simple. If you're going to take anything of what I've been talking about, you just remember these two things for the rest of your life. You got to pray and you got to love. What are the two things you gotta remember? You gotta
pray.
And you gotta
love.
You gotta
pray.
And you gotta
love.
You gotta
pray.
And you gotta
love.
Are there any questions? This is the reality. It's not hard, ladies and gentlemen. God wants you to be a saint. It doesn't mean you go around and look all holy, holy like I talked to you about. Most of the saints were not that way. Most of the saints were really a people. You won't even look at our own time. You look at Padre Pio. I mean, Padre Pio was nasty at people sometimes. He said, if you ever read his life, he could be really nasty. And so one of the friars went up and says, Padre, you offended those people. And Padre said, I wanted to offend those people. Well, that wasn't very nice. You know, you look at the sister, Sister Elizabeth Ann Seton. I mean, she was married, right? She had sex. Can you imagine? And yet she's a saint. You mean you can have sex and be a saint? Oh, absolutely. We have lots of them. Sometimes we sit there and say, well, saints would never even have a thought. Well, she had to have a couple. She had a lot of kids. So she had some thoughts. And you who are married, you're going to have some thoughts. God wants you to be a saint. So don't put it off, well, that's for priests and everybody else. No, that's for you. And to be a saint means you make it to heaven. And everybody here wants to be a saint, correct?
Yes.
So if you want to be a saint, you got to pray and you got to
love.
So when you pray, that means you have a committed daily prayer life. If you don't have a daily committed prayer life, you don't fit God into your day, ladies and gentlemen. You build your day around God. So before you leave this place this morning, there's God. You promise Him for the rest of your life, you'll give Him at least 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes a day. Now everybody should be able to do that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. There's no reason. If you can't give God 5 minutes a day, it's very simple. It's because He's not your priority, as I talked about the very first night together. You must have a daily prayer life. One of the things you can do instantly, beginning tomorrow morning, you kids can do this, you women can do it, every one of you can do it. Before your feet hit the floor, let your knees hit the floor. Every morning before you're going to get out of bed, your feet, knees hit the floor and say, Jesus, I love you, I give you my life this day. Bingo. You just started your day on your knees before the God of the universe. What else do you need to do? We need to listen. You need to spend more time with Him. But it's best if you can start your day before you surrender to anything else, you surrender to Jesus Christ. Jesus, I love you, I give you my life this day, and you fall on your knees. You become a man or a woman of prayer. You also become a person of love. You know, again, the problem is we've tried to separate this. This is why the church has been in such bad shape these last 40 years. You have a prayer camp and you have a love camp. A prayer camp is, we're going to pray, we're going to be really holy in church, prayer, prayer, prayer. Oh, don't anybody bother me, I'm praying. And then you have the social justice love crap. You know, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, love, 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 love. And that camp is just always going on about, we got to take care of each other. Oh yeah, we'll pray maybe later on, we have a chance. And we've had these two different camps. And neither one of these in themselves are wrong, or neither one, I should say, are right. It's not either or, it's both and. You must be a person of prayer, and you must be a person of love. You will not get to heaven with just one. You need them both. So you put other people first. You love them. You tell the people, like I told you last night, and gentlemen, you darn well better do your homework. You better get the letters written. I'll give you to midnight tomorrow night. Because I'm, Father, I'm tired. Oh, cry me a river. But anyway, so I'll give you to tomorrow to do that. And some of you kids, you better do it or you're going to get it. So the reality is you got to write the letters. And if your family said, what letters? Ladies, if your husbands don't give you a letter by tomorrow night, midnight, you write me and I will come and I will beat your husband. And they'll say, hey, don't, I already hate him. Don't you dare tell him. You tell me. And I will pray against him. Okay? So, you all are going to get letters within the next 24 hours. And then, you got to tell the people you love that you love them. So, ladies, kids, if your dad or husband didn't say, I love you, honey, when they saw you, hit them now. Bang! Little thing and say, hey, you didn't tell me you love me. They're going to start every day. That's your homework, gentlemen, for life. You don't decide to do it or not because Christ commanded you, not Father Larry. I told you where last night, John chapter 15, verse 9. Christ commands you. So that the day you and I are called home by God, and we can look back at our life and people can say about us, you know, they didn't live for this world. They didn't live for greed or power or selfishness or vanity. They were great men and great women who prayed and who loved. And if we do this when our life is over, we'll have made this world a better place. We will have changed the world, and then we will live forever. It's a very simple thing. Let's not make it complicated. On this, the feast of St. John Vianney, let's ask his intercession that we would do as he told us. We become people of prayer and people of love. May you know his love today and forever.
Amen.
Amen.